They made good time, despite the lingering tenderness of Mara's ankle and the distractions inherent in a face full of itch. To Luke's relief, the itching began to fade after about half an hour, leaving only puffy numbness behind it. Mara's ankle was another story, however, and as he walked behind her and R2, he could see clearly how she was having to favor it. The added burden of R2's travois wasn't helping, and twice he almost suggested that they give up on the role switching, but he resisted the urge. It was their best chance of getting out of this, and they both knew it. Besides which, she had far too much pride to agree. They'd gone perhaps another kilometer, with the whine drone of the speeder bikes rising and falling in the distance, when suddenly, they were there. There were two of them, biker scouts in glistening white armor, swooping up to them and breaking to a halt almost before Luke's ears had registered the sound of their approach, which meant a very short ride with target position already known, which meant that the entire search party must have had them located and vectored for at least the past few minutes. It was just as well, Luke reflected, that he hadn't tried switching roles with Mara.
Halt!
One of the scouts called unnecessarily as they hovered there, both swivel blaster cannons trained and ready.
Identify yourselves, in the name of the Empire.
And it was performance time. Boy, am I glad you showed up, Luke called back, putting as much relief into his voice as the puffy cheeks allowed. You don't happen to have some sort of transport handy, do you? I'm about walked off my feet. There was just the slightest flicker of hesitation.
Identify yourself,
the scout repeated. My name's Jade, Luke told him. He gestured at Mara. Got a gift here for Talon Card. I don't suppose he sent some transport, did he? There was a short pause. The scouts conferring privately between themselves, Luke decided, or else calling back to base for instructions. The fact that the prisoner was a woman did indeed seem to have thrown them. Whether it would be enough, of course, was another question entirely.
You'll come with us. Our officer wants to talk to you. You, woman, put the droid down and move away from it.
Fine with me, Luke said as the second scout maneuvered his speeder bike to position in front of R2's travois. But I want both of you to witness, for the record, that I had her fair and square before you showed up. Card weasels his way out of these capture fees too often. He's not going to weasel out of this one.
You're a bounty hunter?
The scout asked, a clear note of disdain in his voice. That's right, Luke said, putting some professional dignity in his voice as a counter to the scout's contempt. Not that he minded their distaste. He was, in fact, counting on it. The more firmly the Imperials had the wrong image of him set in their minds, the longer it would take them to see through the deception. Somewhere in the back of his mind, though, he couldn't help but wonder if this was the sort of trick a Jedi should use. The second scout had dismounted and fastened the handles of R2's travois to the rear of his speeder bike. Remounting, he headed off at about the speed of a brisk walk.
You two follow him,
the first scout ordered, swinging around to take up the rear.
Drop your blaster on the ground first, Jade.
Luke complied, and they set off. The first scout put down just long enough to scoop up the abandoned blaster, and then followed. It took another hour to reach the edge of the forest. The two speeder bikes stayed with them the whole time, but as they traveled, the party began to grow. More speeder bikes swept in from both sides, falling into close formation on either side of Luke and Mara, or else joining up with the guards to both front and rear. As they neared the forest's edge, fully armored stormtroopers began to appear too, moving in with blaster rifles held ready across their chests to take up positions around the two prisoners. As they did so, the scouts began drifting away, ranging farther out to form a kind of moving screen.